Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. I think what SeaWorld's doing wrong is there's not enough fighting between the animals. You put two male beluga whales, you put two of those Shamu fucks in the same tank, and you show them like a little, like a female beluga whale, they're going to start fighting, and people are going to want to watch that. People are going to want to watch that. What do you think about that, Big Moist?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I mean, they're already pretty...
You think that'd be good?
Yeah, back in, like, the 90s, they were pretty close to that. They'd, like, abuse the whales and shit during the performance. So I think just ramp it up and make it, like, a gladiatorial kind of fight.
Here's the thing. It's not the humans abusing them anymore. It's they're abusing themselves.
It's instinct.
They're abusing each other. Yeah, exactly. It's like that UFC... It's like the fight we went to.
It's nothing
How's
like...
that for a segue,
it's
baby?
It's nothing like the fight we went
it's
to.
It's like Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather in the boxing ring.
No, the whales would fight. The fight we went to was pathetic.
That's true.
I think Logan Paul needs to get in the water with the dolphins and learn a little more.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich. We got Moist Critical.
Lettuce, tomato, the other stuff. I'm Charlie Slimeskull. Welcome to the Chuckle Sandwich. I'm joined today, of course, by my co-host, Schlatt.
Hey, man.
And Ted.
Hi.
There he goes again. And not only that, we have on the podcast today the moisture master, the Sog Sage. The wetness wacko, Moist Critical.
hey, that was adorable. I see why you wanted to get like that out there. Yeah.
I honestly, it was all ramping up to the wetness wacko. It's just those are the two words I really wanted to say.
That's the magnum opus right there.
I've done my piece now.
Charlie, wow, that was incredible. Yeah. I guess I suppose there's a bit of confusion for this episode since we've got Charlie of Moist Critical online name, and then we've got Charlie of Slimesicle name.
Charlie of Charlie Slimesicle.
Both very sort of moist and wetness being involved in both. So I think for the sake of clarity, I'm going to be calling Mr. Charlie Slimesicle Charles for the rest of this episode.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
going to
be calling
off.
You Charles.
All right,
you're
so
Charles.
Here's the other thing. Why can't, you know, other guy, why can't I just call you Charles, right? That's your legal name as well. God, we've hit another wall here, boys. What are we going to do? We've broken past the Charlies, and now we're at the Charleses. What's the difference?
Potentially Duke Dildo?
Ooh, yeah. Well, you could just keep going with that theme. You can call me, like, Officer Greg, the Sage of Sex, or whatever the ones were, the Pleasure Wizard.
The Pleasure the Wizard?
Sage.
I don't even think the Pleasure Wizard said that.
It was
one.
Definitely not. That
no,
was,
it was somewhere in there.
I think he was like, as Charlie was going through all the names, he was like, please say Pleasure Wizard. that's my ultimate name.
Listen, man, I'm a little goopier. I'm a little more viscous. But that kind of brings us into the next question, right? To kind of sort out who's who here, we got to know who you really are. What are you in the sandwich? What are you adding to the sandwich? You know, I'm the meat we've had. Ted,
I'm the mayonnaise.
He's the mayonnaise.
I'm the butt pieces of bread that hold it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'd be like the onions, I think. I'm assuming you guys are cultured enough to get onions on your sandwiches, right?
Oh, yeah.
No. Well, no, I don't get onions.
Okay. If it comes with, I'm not going to take them off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
but I'm not taking onions like, go off out if of your way. On.
That's
like, I'm taking tomatoes off. I'll take lettuce off. I don't even like lettuce.
Lettuce sucks. No, I fucking hate lettuce. Yeah. Lettuce is a useless thing.
It's a textural improvement.
What's that shit they put on the McDonald's burgers? That's like that little those little like the small
sesame
shits.
Sesame seeds.
Sesames?
Yeah, sesame seeds.
Like on the patty, they put that?
No.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's on the patty? What's on the McDonald's patties? It's not pickles. No. I'm talking about on top of the patty. I gotta look this up now because it's pissing me off.
I don't think this is real.
Salt, pepper.
You might have just eaten a rotten sandwich, bro.
It sounds like something was growing on there, and Schlatt was like, "What's this? I didn't order this."
McDonald's gave me a secret surprise here.
What's is this? It onions? It's onions.
The little onion bits.
The little onion bits. Yeah. No, I take those fuckers off. I don't like those.
You have to excavate those out, man. I'd be
scooping them. I'm scooping them right off the patty, dude.
Do you just not like the flavor? Or are you like a texture guy?
I'm not a texture guy, and I also don't like the flavor. I'm weird. I'll have a meal. Well, you don't have to, Charlie. I'm weird. You know, I'm weird. If I'm eating a meal and there's two different things in the meal, I'll eat one of them first and then the next one. Like I can't eat both at the same time. I don't alternate. If there's multiple things on my plate, I'm eating one of them first and then I'll eat the rest.
So you get the burger from McDonald's, you go at it with a brush and chisel until you get all the onions out. Set them aside in a cup and then just what?
Well, no, I don't eat the. I don't know. I'm not eating the onions after that. No, I don't want the onions. But okay. I'm saying if I get a burger and then fries, I'm not eating a burger while eating fries at the same
time. They're
like two
like completely separate.
Yeah,
things.
I eat the entire burger first, and then the fries
if there's ketchup with the fries, does that go third? Or are condiments fair game in this? I don't know.
I don't eat the fucking ketchup packet. No, that goes with the fries.
You just get your tongue all the way to the bottom.
Condiments don't apply.
All the way down.
That doesn't sound that weird.
I mean, it's a little thicker.
Yeah, that sounds kind of normal though, right? Like if you get a meal, you're usually going to target one thing first before the next. That's not weird.
Yeah, there's definitely a targeting system that goes on there. Charlie,
you're making me feel a little better about that.
Moist Charlie, what's your order at McDonald's?
The only time I go to McDonald's is when they do those dog shit collabs, so like the BTS chicken nuggets.
The BTS meal?
It was one of the best things I've ever had. The super spicy ghost pepper sauce thing really fucked me up. And the Cajun sauce. That was like the whole fucking meal.
I was in Times Square the other day, and I saw a giant, beautiful ad over the Times Square McDonald's of the BTS members.
Was it Jimin?
I saw Jimin. I saw
Jungkook. Was it Jungkook?
Jungkook's the other one, right?
I saw Jungkook.
There's two. Yeah. There's two of them. It's only Jimin and Jungkook.
I believe
it's Jungkook. He makes all the nuggets. Yep.
Yeah. He makes all the nuggets.
He's the chef.
It's in the name, man.
Jungkook at the fryer.
The terribly parasitic K-pop company as part of Jungkook's contract. Have him fly around at every single location of McDonald's to make
God, the BTS meal for a reason.
He's got to make
it. That's why McDonald's tastes the same wherever you go, because it's always Jungkook on the fucking grill. He makes the burgers.
That's fantastic. But so recently, you guys, I suppose we could talk about something that's pretty topical right now, because you guys. You, Schlatt, and Mr. Moist Charlie were both there. You guys were at the Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather fight.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Topic.
Well, I flew into Miami. I flew into Miami for that. And it is even worse than Austin climate-wise, man.
It's horrible.
Like, I can tell why it's all old people, because they just marinate there.
God's waiting room.
It's sticky. It's God's waiting room. He's just waiting there to pick him up, and it's terrible. And the arena was outside. Like I thought, okay, it's a football stadium. Maybe they're gonna have like the little thing up, like it'll be covered, and God forbid, air conditioned. But no, that was not the case at all. And it was rainy too. So like, wow. It was just a terrible combination. I had a, by the end of the day, I was wearing these light beige khakis and I just had this massive case of swamp ass and it looked like I had pissed my pants. Oh, I was so embarrassed. And I was walking out of the stadium, like trying not to show anybody my swamp ass.
That's the worst.
And I was just running into fans left and right. They're like, "Hey, Schlatt, can I get a photo?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess."
Just not behind me.
yeah. Really not then, comfortable.
But then the fight happened, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the worst part.
Did happen. That was the most forgettable part of the night.
It was fucking
horrible.
Made
the swamp ass much more fun.
I mean, Charlie. To be fair, though, so you had your shit paid for, right? Cash App paid for you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, see, I'm that dumb goober who paid for the seats for me and my friends because I thought it'd be fun.
Oh, no.
I didn't sit on floor seats. I didn't pay that much. I got, like, the cheaper tickets, and it was honestly the most embarrassing moment because my friends and I, we're in Tampa, so we just drove down. We drove 4 hours there for that, which was awful because I convinced them that it'd be a good idea. So
that
must
have been
like
a drive back from Vegas.
Yeah, I felt
just
like
silence in the car.
Such a fucking idiot, man. Miami is my least favorite place in the country. It's right barely ahead of New York, but I think Miami is the worst city there is. It's horrible.
What don't you like about it?
Everything's extremely overpriced, for one. Like, getting a single beer from a bar was like $21. And then I imagine you had this problem when you were leaving that stadium, right? How long did it take you to get out?
Oh, we were standing outside for like 2 hours waiting for an Uber.
It took us until 2 a.m. to finally get an Uber to come get us because they fucking funnel you out like animals to a middle of the street hoping you'll just get hit by cars. And then Ubers refuse to pick you up there because it's too dangerous. Yeah. So if you try and order an Uber there, they decline it. But they wait like 15 minutes to decline you. So you have this like false hope like, all right, we're about to go. And then they decline. So then you have to move locations constantly after each decline. It's terrible. Eventually, we had to hike up to the Sonic, which I imagine you probably did.
We went to the fucking Sonic, too. Yep. We went to the Sonic, too. And then, we were waiting at the Sonic. They didn't let... We weren't in cars, so they wouldn't serve us, you know?
Yep.
And then, at some point, these fucking SUVs pulled up in the parking lot of the Sonic and started blasting rap music. And then... like ricers started fucking doing donuts and shit in the Walmart parking lot. It was the weirdest experience of my life, dude.
At least you got a fucking show out of it, man. By the time we got there, it was like mangled corpses and overdoses at the Sonic. Like, we didn't get anything. Like, the Ubers still wouldn't pick us up right away at Sonic. We had to actually call him and like beg him to go to Sonic to pick us up because nobody picks up anyone at the stadium, apparently. It's baffling. Mm-hmm. How awful Miami is in every measurable category. It sucks. It's fucking terrible.
I suppose that sort of leads me to the question then, Charlie, of moistness. Why Florida?
No state tax.
Yeah, I'm born here. The no state tax thing is cool, which you never really appreciate as a child because, I mean, what are you paying taxes on, right? But as an adult, it's just a nice little perk. But I'm a huge fan of the weather. I know the humidity, like poor Jay Schlatt's ass couldn't handle it. He got real swampy.
I couldn't handle it. I could not handle it. And I moved to Austin. So, like, this is, it's kind of like.
Is it a dry
regular
heat, though,
here, too?
Or is it a, like, because there's a big difference.
It's like a sod. It's wet. Yeah, it's a sodden heat. Like, the humidity here is no joke.
Yeah.
It takes, like, some chiseled cheeks to not get swampy down here. Like, you have to be born in it. But I like that because I don't like cold weather and I never have to worry about that. Everything's close. Where I live is like really cheap for property, so I don't know. It just all really fits me. It's not like I'm going outside often or anything anyway.
So are you not much of a sweater then? Do you think that your body has become adjusted to the heat, so you just don't, you're just sort of like a...
I barely sweat. Yeah, I very rarely sweat. The only time I sweat is around other people. Like, I had to get physical therapy for my back once. And I wear basketball shorts, and I was getting so much swamp ass, and my balls were getting real musky. So every time I do, like, their squats and sit-ups, I was just blasting them with Methodus. But other than that, I just don't get sweaty. It's only around people from
something
nerves.
Something about the East Coast I struggle with a lot whenever I go out there. Like, when I was out there, I was on the East Coast as well, but I was out there for a wedding, and I had to wear a suit. I was in Pennsylvania, and it was like... 90 degree weather.
Yeah.
And
it's been rough in the Northeast recently.
Yeah. And the thing is about in the Northeast, when it turns to summer, it's a very, very dry winter. But then when the summer comes, it feels like it's fucking Florida. It's so humid.
Everyone's in mayonnaise.
It was so humid that at the wedding, I fucking sweat through my suit jacket, which is, it's got sweat guards and everything. So that's a testament to the heat.
You really love
a sweat guard. Wait, what is a sweat guard?
It's within the jacket of the suit, there's like a little
lining. It's like a sponge, right?
I think it's just supposed to be something that's like harder for like the liquid to get through or something like that. But it didn't work, that's for sure. But yeah, sweat. We love it, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's why you moved to L.A., Ted, because it's weather every day.
Schlatt, I know you like to shit on L.A., but the moment I got here, I had let out like a sigh of relief because it's just so...
And then you went...
Yeah, I went...
And all the smog went into your lungs. It went through my body. You started getting emphysema and everything. You fucking are going to have COPD by the time you're 30, dude.
I felt it in all my veins. But it's so dry here that it's like I can wear pants and a T-shirt. Yeah. And it can be 85 degrees out, and I'm chilling. Except though, I will give one thing to you, Schlatt. When I got back and I looked at my car after 2 weeks of just like sitting in one place in LA,
oh, it was disgusting.
It was like,
it was
a film.
There's like a film on it. It's like my finger is covered in this deep soot of just the industry in the area. It's insane.
How do you like the traffic in LA?
The traffic in LA is manageable if you know when not to drive. I'd say that.
Oh, that's spoken like denial right there. That's fucking wrong. That place sucks.
In our line of work, I mean, you can choose whenever you want to go anywhere, you know? So that's you don't really need it. But like if I was someone who had to go to an office and I had to commute home every day, fuck that. Like if I was going from like Santa Monica up to like Glendale or something like that, it'd be like 2 hours. It would be miserable. But I don't have to deal with it as much.
A lot of people in busy cities as well realized that when this whole pandemic thing started as well and they could work online, right? They'd like actually log in at, I don't know, fucking 9:30 instead of waking up at 6, look outside and be like, why do I do this to myself? And so now a bunch of people are like moving away that can get away with that. Cause that shit is just,
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I was going to say the two main spots if you can leave is LA and New York. Those two places fucking suck, I think. Do we have any New York fans here?
I'm a New Yorker. I fucking grew up there. It sucks. It sucks. I moved in February away.
Hey, congrats, to Austin. My man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I've saved a lot of money on taxes. Obviously, I miss my family and all that. But other than that, the city has nothing to fucking offer me. Like, there's no one there that does the job. There's like, you just get really bored of New York City after you live there every day of your life. Right. It's not an event anymore. It's just something you have to fucking do.
Yeah, it's a chore.
I was in New York.
And there's no
City.
Bats. There's no bats. You can go to Austin every day. There's bats.
What are you talking about? You ever watch the bats? Like the animal like bats?
Bats in general, the animal, like the one that's flying like around. Throw a shoe in the air and then they'll dive bomb it.
We got bats.
Have you ever done that?
Have you ever
You can go to downtown Austin at the bridge that crosses the Colorado River and watch the bats.
Shalad, if you ever see bats around
do you
here,
do
when
that?
It gets when it starts to get dark, they'll all. That's when they all come out, millions and millions of bats.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
Why is he saying it like it's like this is what he lives for? And
it sounds like something I'd hear out of Gotham.
This is why I moved. It's the low taxes, the fact that there's a lot of people around, and the fact that there's a lot of fucking bats around.
Have you ever
just drive down there and see the bats, man?
Are there bats around where you live?
No.
Oh.
No, I go down.
Bummer.
I go down to see the bats.
When I was a kid.
But there's not a lot of traffic. And like you said, Ted, I mean, you can really go whenever. I'm doing a lot of my driving at like midnight.
When I was a kid, there in Massachusetts, there would be bats. And you could just kind of see them very slightly at like twilight.
Bats.
And what we would do as when we were kids was we would like throw a shoe or something in the air. And the bats would dive bomb the shoe.
Mm.
For some fucking reason. I think they thought it was like a very big bug or something. Maybe something to munch on. But they love dive bombing shit. So that's, I mean, if you're ever in Austin, just
throw my shoe.
Throw your shoe
the bats.
In the air and just watch hundreds of bats dive bomb it at the same time. Maybe that would be something
you
could
do. A little dangerous, though, because that bridge is also where a lot of the homeless people gather. They've kind of formed a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
It's the bats and then the homeless people. They all come out at night.
Wow.
Do their scavenging.
So
throw a shoe up, anyone could grab it. Do you guys have, so right now you mentioned bats and I pictured them flying around and I realized that right now is also the same time that all of the like on the East Coast, at least in Virginia, like now all the cicadas are out. Is that in Florida? Like, do you have that problem?
No. We used to. In the apartment I used to live, we used to get like toad mating season, but I never cicadas. I've never really
heard of toads.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen two toads fucking?
Yeah, there used to be a regular who'd use my windowsill as like the shaggin' wagon, man. That guy.
Oh, that was his pen.
Yeah, he'd be bringing them back. Nice, he'd be fucking slamming ham all night in that windowsill.
Hope he's doing well for himself.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's fine now.
You get those fireflies. Well. Here there are bugs that fuck each other whilst flying. And it's really strange
like
because you're like, what is that? Is that two bugs fucking each other? And it is. It's really funny.
And
most
romantic.
Of the time.
It's like dragonflies you're talking about, right, Shalane?
They just fully strap onto each other and form
It's like
one big
they're
fuck
docking
bug.
Each other.
I'd say they're part of the what is that, the Mile High Club? Or like
good one, Ted.
For the
that's good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Because they're I mean they're
it's a
up
nice
and
one.
I
appreciated that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Appreciate that. Yeah, no, that was good.
How does it feel to be a fucking idiot?
What? What is wrong with you? Anyways.
I'm just angry. I'm just angry, man.
You came into this podcast with a little bit of a vengeance, a little bit.
Dude, I'm taking my anger out. I need an outlet, okay?
You came in
yesterday,
talking about
you wanted to
beat
the worst
hell out
day
of
my life.
Oh, right. Yeah. SeaWorld. What do you think of Orlando?
I said this before at the beginning of the podcast during that musical intro.
Hey,
you remember the musical intro that we do on this fucking podcast?
You said your Shamu and you started just punching at me. You started just punching the camera.
I heard what you had to say about Orlando, Schlapp, but I want to hear the Moist Man's opinions on Orlando.
Yeah, I mean,
love
that place,
hate it?
It kind of sucks, right? I mean, it's very busy. It's cool to visit, right? Like, it's only an hour away, so I can drive there. I would never go to SeaWorld. That sounds fucking miserable. I don't know why you'd do that, but you
what
could.
If the animals were fighting?
No, see, like, that's different. Like, they're not. But if they had, like, a pantheon of orca whales going at it, like, that's super different. Like, that's kind of crazy. But,
you mean
you know.
A pod?
Yeah.
a pantheon.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Oceanic rumble.
I'm no zoologist. I don't know the nomenclature, you know, but it'd be cool if they were fighting, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, Orlando sucks to live. I lived there when I was younger for like a couple years. You just can't go anywhere. It's like LA, but a little less awful.
Like that sort of feeling of being stuck there?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel
Is
stuck
there a
like
way
that
out of Florida?
Yeah, well, I've only been to LA once. And what really stuck out to me is just how you'd have to plan your day around a small trip. So if I wanted to go from my hotel where I was staying to where I was actually trying to go to the office. It's about 8 miles. That's a 45-minute drive in L.A.
Right.
And I'd never experienced something like that. Like, that was crazy.
That's so interesting you say that, because I felt that way, except I felt that way about New York in the sense of being trapped, because when you live in New York, you can't own, like, a car. But what I liked about L.A. was that if I wanted to, like, go drive an hour and then suddenly you're in, like, Big Bear and it's snowing, you can do that if you want. And then you can come back to the city. I don't know actually how far Big Bear is from L.A., but that was generally how I fucking viewed it. But I can definitely see that, because it's, like, about the... You can't go very far very quickly in L.A. I'm starting to realize that.
New York is worse, though. I definitely agree. New York is not... Yeah. It has all of the downsides of L.A., but they also shoot their sewage into the sky every night, which is miserable. It just smells like absolute dog shit.
Do they?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fun.
What does that mean? They shoot their...
They literally have, like, a chimney, like a giant orange chimney they stick on their sewers and empty it into the sky. You live this there and you've never seen that? Yeah. It's
probably good for the bats.
That's what that is?
Yeah, they are draining toxic fumes from the sewage into the fucking city. That's why it always smells so bad.
I absolutely know what you're talking about. I just figured that was just like vapor or something.
So when Schlatt walked outside in the morning.
Shit.
They're burning sewage?
It's fucking horrible. Yeah, it
plays. So when Schlatt walked outside in the morning when he was a kid and he went... He's breathing in fucking sewage, not just smog.
I was breathing in sewage.
He's breathing in poop and pee.
New York City smells entirely like poop and pee anyways.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can't get away from that scent.
There's a bit
of a poop everywhere, man.
Smell.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com.
This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. Manscaped has created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the United States and Canada.
This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are the first to get our hands on this and share the news with you guys. So, man, that's amazing.
Man, more like Manscaped.
Oh.
Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHUCKLE at manscaped.com.
Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure that your testicles are as safe as possible.
Ted, you ever been shaving down there and you give your nuts a little nick?
Oh, you know it, Schlatt.
Well, lucky for you, I'm about to list a whole bunch of features that have nothing to do with that story.
Okay.
The Lawnmower 4.0 has a multi-function on and off switch and a travel lock, so it won't turn on So it won't turn on while you're traveling. It's also got an LED on the front, so you can shave whenever, wherever, also in the shower because it's waterproof.
Oh, I just cut my balls. If only this new trimmer allowed more customizations for additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4.
Wow, if only that.
What's that?
Well, lucky for you. Well, lucky, hey.
Help, I need, my balls are pulp.
Ew. that's disgusting. You can go to manscaped.com and use code CHUCKLE to get 20% off and free shipping, boys. Treat your balls right. Treat your balls right. Get the Lawnmower 4.0. CHUCKLE sandwich endorsed.
CHUCKLE sandwich endorsed, and I do genuinely use Manscaped products.
I do, so too. It's a good product. I use the Lawnmower.
I also do, yeah. I've been using the nose hair trimmer. Just get all in there.
It is good.
Oh, my balls!
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. Let me tell you, I tried to do a little bit of Spanish.
Me gusta las pantalones de tu mama.
¿Dónde?
I tried to do a little bit of Spanish in high school, and let me tell you, I barely know a lick of it these days.
¿Por qué?
Me gusta el perro.
But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language.
Biblioteca.
Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with familia, or you just got...
Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world.
Come!
Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. They design their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind.
For instance, when I was flying from New York to L.A., I tried out some of Babbel's Spanish lessons, and they're pretty easy. They're well put together.
They also design their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind. This is especially important because learning just vocabulary is not going to help you out. This stuff is things you'll be able to use in everyday life.
Other language learning apps use AI in their courses. What, AI?
Boom.
AI? You want to learn from from robot? What is this, Elon Musk?
We don't want it.
No.
Get it out of here.
But Babbel lessons were created by over 100
what?
Language experts.
Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, all right, ladies and germs?
With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italiano, and German.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent.
You're not going to be me. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel.
Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free when you use code CHUCKLE at checkout. That's 6 months for the price of 3. What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to Babbel.com and I'm using promo code CHUCKLE. That's Babbel.com, code CHUCKLE. And what do I get?
3 extra months for you, baby.
Oh, yeah, I Babbel, do. I'm going to Babbel about
language
this.
For life.
So, Mr. Moist, I have been aware of you online for a very long time. Ever since the times of old. As far as I know, is your YouTube channel name still Penguins?
Mm-hmm.
Penguins Z0, I believe it's something along the lines of that.
Yep.
You used to do just really, really obscure random games online, and then you would do your like commentary over that.
Yeah.
What like made you kind of switch into just doing the straight commentary to the camera as like one of your main forms of content?
I just got boring doing the same shit every time, right? Like, I mean, if I did that for what, 10 years almost?
Yeah.
Exclusively just playing like the same shitty games, like, oh, I'd go on itch.io and here's a game where one guy made it. It's all about eating a hot dog, right?
Right.
And then I'd play those games and do those videos for 10 years. It just becomes not as fun. So I always try to mix up content and do different things. Like you mentioned deep dive earlier. Like I'm always trying to do different kinds of content. And I just think that keeps it fresh and fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one right now or the series or whatever you've got going on that you're enjoying the most?
Slapping. I fucking love slapping.
I see those pop up every once in a while.
It's so good.
I always click on them too because they always just get bigger. Right? The slaps don't get smaller. every time. The hand and the thumbnail's a little bit bigger. This guy took out the last champion. Let's find out how. You know?
It's the slap demon returns. It's so fucking good. Those guys are like real life superheroes, like cartoon characters, man. Vasily Komatsky's got the iron palm. Zalesh has got some crazy durability. Like in his last fight, looked like he got hit by 15 garbage trucks in his face. Like it's so good.
These are the fights you should have gone to, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
My God, dude.
Holy shit, I would have paid.
I would have paid for myself for the ticket to Miami and the fight itself to see a slapping contest between the two of them.
Same, man. Where did these?
Where do these contests normally happen? It's like in Austria or something like that.
There's two circuits. There's a U.S. based one called Slap Fight Championship. They're in Missouri, and then Punchdown is in Poland. That's the one that has like Vasily Komatsky and Zalesh, like the actual like monster men.
Would you fly to Poland?
I'm terrified of flying, but if it's a good match, like if it's Vasily Komatsky and Zalesh versus like Darius and Wolverine, like it'd be hard to keep me off the plane.
If the palms are wide enough.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
How did you stumble upon that? I mean, like, I don't even know how, because I found out about it through you. I imagine a lot of other people did as well.
I found it during a stream. So it's not revolutionary content, right? Like you do a night where you just watch some YouTube videos and joke with the chat at them. And at the time I was typing general terms and going to upload date to find like some real wacky goofballs. And I just looked up like slapping match. And then I found that very first one. Vasily Komotsky, just a nubile youth at the time, never even slapped a man. Dude steps up to the table and he's delivering some fucking justice, man. He knocked the guy out twice. He knocked him out once and they stood him up just to knock him out again. And I was like, this is it. This is the sport for
wow.
me.
Wow. So, and if you can knock someone out with a, do you think it's easier to knock someone out with a slap than a punch? Because, yeah. You think mm-hmm. so?
Really?
Yeah. Is it because it rattles you? Is that like, and it's like more surface kind of. Yeah. Any of that make sense at all? Do you kind of see where?
No, I imagine you have a sports science background. That sounded so good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's good. Zoology and that. I've sort of double majored.
A bit of a kinesiologist.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like in slapping, you can't defend yourself. Like you're not allowed to flinch. You can't move with the force. You have to just take it all. So that just shakes your whole head. Whereas in punching, it's usually like straight shots. You don't see anyone throwing like these like awful things you see in women's self-defense courses where you're coming out here like this, you know? So when you're slapping, you're like right on the temple, right on the cheek, man.
Mm.
And you got to, I think part of it too is you got to just take it.
Right? Yeah. That is a really interesting aspect that's different from a lot of sports where instead of it being like a slap match where they're like in a ring, it's like you guys are going to stand right up in front of each other. Chalk up your hands and take turns until one goes down.
Yeah, it's sort of a different approach too on the safety precautions and the logistics of sports where they just go at it, right?
It's an option. You know, we don't require it in slapping.
Poland does not have the right regulations.
None of the above. Bam. You know,
there like certain rules that like. You can't violate in terms of like standing because I think I was watching one of those slap videos, like the stream highlight thing you did, and I was watching one of the guys and when he was doing a slap, it looked like he was kind of leaning forward really aggressively. Is that like a violation? Because I feel like there's something going on there where if there's different ways you can kind of rotate the body, but is there like what are the rules there?
So there's like three main rules that I know of that are really going to affect it. So the only thing, like the main thing you can't do is flinch. If you flinch, it's an immediate penalty. You also, when it comes to slapping, you can't like, I don't know how to explain it. You can't club. So you can't like come in there with like an open hand punch. It has to be like a full form slap. Like it has to eventually end in a slap. And then the other thing is you can't hit temple. It has to be on cheek and you try and avoid ear. Those are really the only three rules. Everything else, you can do some like fucking forbidden jutsus. Like there's a guy who does like a sprinkler technique. Everything else is fair game.
Wow.
Yeah,
where does the perfect slap come from? Like where do I want to come in, say?
Yeah, if I was your coach, here. I would be telling you aim for like the top part of this hand right here. This is where you
want
to be.
Okay, so I want like a little bit of a pocket there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is the perfect slap sound
like? Charlie's like looking to start getting into this.
I got the sticky notes here I'm putting around.
Charlie's going to list and he's going to go down it.
I'm kind of hot here.
Slap by slap.
Am I going low? Am I going high?
It's so good, man. Like. So the two companies I named, like, I'm trying to get them together so we could do, like, slapping on Twitch. Like, take these fucking monsters and have them slap each other on Twitch, like, every, once every Friday of a month or something. I think that'd be great. It's so fun. Like, there's so much that goes into it, but it's always just about raw power. Like, no matter how you spin it, unlike other sports where you can sometimes outthink your opponent, in slapping, it's all about who's the bigger fucking man here. And I think that's fantastic.
It's just pure barbaric power and rage.
It's right.
Would we
taking
be
us
able
back
to
cavemen.
Do that?
Yeah, I was thinking
Would
about
we be
the
able
TOS
to do that on Twitch?
Comp implications of that.
I tried to talk to Twitch about it. The guy said he likes the idea, but the Trust and Safety Council,
Don't
Weenie
we
Hut
all?
Jr., probably might have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Weenie Hut, they might get a little.
You could do it in a hot tub.
Pants.
You could do it in a hot tub.
It'd just be fine.
Slap underwater contest.
Yeah.
Just to slow it down a little bit. So one of the things that I see on your channel is dildos. Dildos seem to be a theme.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd like to know about the dildos because they're sort of I'd like to know about them. Tell me about the dildos.
Moby.
Yeah, so Adam and Eve was a sponsor of mine. They reached out one time because I had bought an alien vagina at a place called Todd. And I was like, well, how strong can this be, right? So I started breaking things with it for a video.
Right.
And they reached out and they're like, hey, do you want to do some of that with our shit? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So they sent me just a big box of toys. And I was like, fuck, you know? And now it's gotten to the point where I've got some Moby Huges, which my dad turned into a car. The
Moby Huges?
Yeah, they're three feet, 70 pounds a penis. It's really... I'm surprised you don't have one, to be honest, Schlatt. Like, they're a good collector's item.
Well, listen, I'm in the middle of moving. I got to find a house, and then I have to... Look, it's entirely, like, barren.
Yeah, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
I have nothing yet. Once I get into a house that I'm going to be in for a very long time, that's when we can start
decorating. Yeah, you could really frame yourself nicely in there with 4 to 6 3-foot dildos, I think.
I would like a Moby Huge, I got to say. I would enjoy a Moby Huge.
Oh, perhaps a cornucopia of dildos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would enjoy being set up with one.
They're great.
Question, have you haven't used...
No. I've never even tried a fleshlight.
Really?
Yeah. I usually
How
just use them for
science.
How would
somebody use the Moby Huge?
So, like, for the Moby Huge, like, my dad turned one into a car, which was a big thing. Another thing we do with it is, like, kind of the Olympics. So, Devin Larratt, he's the world arm wrestling champ, he came over to, like, train with the Moby Huge. And then sometimes, we took it to a gun range, actually, recently, and shot it with shotgun. And it actually took it. It didn't destroy the Moby Huge. It's that thick. He shot it with slugs, shot it with a buckshot, nothing. Couldn't penetrate.
Wow.
Pretty girthy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think a human has tried the Moby Huge?
I keep getting like all kinds of false reports from people in my chat. They're like, Charlie, check out this video. She used the Moby Huge, and I'll click on it. It's not the Moby Huge. It's like the Great American Challenge. No. So it's
like what you jack off with a gun. It's not a sex toy. It's a fucking weapon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You would die if you tried to genuinely use the Moby Huge. You would die.
A weapon of ass destruction. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would split you in half.
That video would end up among the ranks of like two
Alive,
girls.
It would
one
be on
girl.
Live yes, leak.
The fucking
one man, one jar.
One man, one jar. Yeah. Oh,
the classic.
It would be along the lines of one man, one jar.
Yeah. No, there would be blood.
Oh.
Yeah. It's three feet tall. It's like it's anything that big. You know.
That's
such
an interesting name to put it though. Moby Huge. Like they didn't even. Oh, I get it.
Who's Moby?
Why didn't they just call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Moby. Oh, I get it. Moby.
It's for the thinking man.
Yeah, I was like, why did they just call it Moby? Oh, yeah. No, that would be. Yeah,
right. It's almost like implicitly it already. It's, yeah.
They're not dumb over there. They know what they're doing.
No. Yeah, they do. God. All right. Checkmate. Or this one goes to you, Adam Eve. Is it from Adam Eve?
The Moby Huge isn't. That actually comes from a place called Mastercock.
Yeah, of course it does.
I've heard of
it. Of course
them.
It comes from Mastercock.
I mean, why wouldn't it?
What other models does Mastercock produce?
They have, they've got some real wacky products. They have what is it?
Do indulge.
They have like a big vertical dick. So it's kind of like a half pipe for skateboarding. It comes like this, and it gets up to like 2.5 feet. So it's like a junior model, like if you're training. Then they have Moby Huge in different colors.
For what?
Glossy with no veins. Like, they have a lot.
Glossy with no veins?
Yeah, it's
sorry,
like
what's this?
RoboCop.
That's
stick.
Not fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's like the fucking Terminator from T2.
That's right. Exactly.
That's the Terminator thing. It's not real unless it has the veins. This is heresy.
Exactly.
I'd never buy
I would be
of those.
I would be more scared if instead of like that, because that lick, I remember the Terminator. I accidentally saw a scene from it when I was a kid, like the liquid one where he like turns his hand into a
I
knife.
I have him.
You have him? Oh my God, he's right there.
Okay.
I have him.
There he is. What? It's T-1000.
Yeah, and he turns his hand into a
action
blade.
Figure.
Except that, yeah.
Terminator action figure with interchangeable heads and hands.
Yep, except the
and
master
guns.
Cock
he's
version.
Got guns
fully,
too.
Fully
he's got
creates
guns.
A 2-foot-long vertical dick on his forearm. Yeah,
I don't know when this was produced.
Horrifying. Wow.
I don't know when this was produced, but it's just fantastic.
William Osmond.
This was sitting at, we thrifted this.
Why do you have
we
that?
Saw this sitting at a thrift store, and we just picked it up, and it's in perfect quality.
It looks good.
The movie came out in 82, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. William Osmond has a action figure of George W. Bush. as like a a fighter jet pilot.
Wow.
I think. I think that there was like something they released in like 2001 or something, some sort of patriotic sort of like we're going to Iraq kind of thing.
And here's a fun way to loop it all together. I remember like back in, I don't know if it was 2014 or something, there was that, you guys remember the head of state, that one where it was Obama's face on the big dildo. You ever see that one?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I've ever seen
let's
that.
Let's just hop in the chat here. Oh, well, this is going to be an exciting poll for you here. Let's put this right in the general chat so everyone can see this. There he is.
Wow.
You never seen that one before?
Wow, that is something special there.
Just for you audio listeners, Ted, what do we do with the audio listeners?
Audio listeners, love you to death. There is a Obama cock being shown.
So it's got, there's two big nuts connected to a shaft that kind of, at the tip of it, it becomes a suit. And at the top of the suit, there's the face of
H. Obama. So powerful and complicated that they managed to be contorted to represent the lining of a very nicely tailored suit.
There he is, Bacock Obama.
Scott, so, Charlie, you run a series on your channel called Moist Meter. How long have you been running that for?
About 5 years. We started with Abomination Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh,
is that where it started? I didn't even realize.
That's when it started. That game was so bad, we started a review series just to make it a low score.
That was the last time that Mass Effect had a game, right?
Yep. Well, they have the Legendary
Collection.
They
remastered, I believe. I wanted to play it. But.
What's like the highest score that something's gotten on Moist Meter?
There's been a few 95s. So like Parasite for movies has a 95. I thought that movie slapped. Yeah. That movie was
really good.
Yeah.
That was really good. I saw that you'd given Invincible a very, very high score.
Invincible's another one. Yeah.
Was that like 90 or 93 or something like that?
I think I gave that a 95 as well. I think that's a must watch. Like I think that show is so good.
I agree. I have this in my notes. I just put in like Invincible - love it? Question mark.
Hold on, don't spoil it. I've started watching it with Connor, and I haven't finished it yet. We're two episodes in.
I mean, if you're at least one episode in, then you get it.
I have never seen anyone watch the first episode like fully through and be like, "Yeah, I don't want to." Like, I'm not just immediately hooked and going to do this all tonight. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it was a little. I was a little confused at the end.
Have you seen Have you seen the show The Boys, Schlatt?
No. I've heard great things about The Boys though.
Did you give The Boys a rating on Moist Meter?
Yep, that one I believe was a 90. I actually think Invincible is a little bit better than The Boys, but The Boys is super good.
I agree. I think Invincible did a lot better job of fleshing out all the characters.
Yeah.
I think that they have some really, really great character development. And also, like, they made the characters more complicated than what you would expect. Like, certain characters just made choices that were like, oh, this is, like, way more human of a choice than I would have expected from, like, a fucking cartoon that looks like it's Teen Titans. It's like adult Teen Titans, pretty much, but then also has, like, this crazy ride and stuff. And I saw this TikTok recently that was, it showed all of the volumes of the show. Of, like, there was, like, these four books.
Like the graphic novel?
Yeah, it was a graphic novel. And maybe season one is, like, slender piece of, like, four massive books. Which just makes me so excited for what's to come with that show.
I read like half of it online immediately after finishing it because I wanted to wait, but I was like, fuck. Yeah, and I don't know. I was just so invested in it. and then I tried reading the Walking Dead comic as well online, but it didn't do it for me.
The Walking Dead is just quite literally that show is I think they're on their last season, aren't they?
They've been on their last season like six times. They say that every single season.
Will it ever end? Will it ever get better?
It's sort of meta because the show itself is somewhat of a zombie in its own right. because it's literally just walking. We just
can't kill it. It just won't go down.
No matter how low the ratings get, it just keeps fucking going, man.
Yeah, as they just keep. I've also heard that a lot of actors on that show have just like been miserable in general, or something along the lines of that. Like they just did not have a good time, or something. They were just like ready to get the fuck out of that show. They're like, just kill me already, please.
Same guy wrote the graphic novels. It's the same guy whose name I'm now blanking
Kirkman.
On.
Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. And like as I started to read the rest of Invincible 2, The Boys felt a little one note to me when I watched it originally, and it started to like really bother me in the second season. I don't know if that was like just me, but Invincible felt very much more, without spoiling anything, like. I think the way they handled the collateral damage and a lot of like the reality and sort of the emotional reaction, like Mark had especially, without spoiling anything, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I think it does what The Boys aims to do, but does it better. And The Boys has had two seasons to do what Invincible has done in one, so I just think it's a really good show.
Yeah.
That is very true that Invincible has done that in one season, whereas The Boys took a little bit longer. That's like fucking, well, actually, they're both Amazon, I suppose. I thought that was just Amazon trying to be little bastards, but are you guys,
no,
by the way,
Amazon exclusives.
Scott, pause real quick. Are you guys hearing any feedback from me right now?
No, we're not.
Okay, I see my little green thing going all the time, and I'm like, am I making fucking noise? All right, sorry.
No, you're good. You're
sorry,
good.
Time back in.
You're back on. Has there been a 100 on Moist Meter? Did we ask this?
He got a 90. I think the highest was 95.
Yeah, no. But has anything ever gotten 100?
Mm-mm. So there is three things I'd give 100 to. One of them would be Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, I think, is genuinely just one of the best shows ever made. That shit is so fucking good. Even for people that only want like titties and action, you still find things to love about Breaking Bad. I think that show is a masterpiece. The second 100 I would give is to Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, wow. There we go. All right.
Okay, I can jive with that. But how do you know that that's not just nostalgia speaking? Have you gone back and watched it? Okay.
I've watched the entire, all four seasons at least like six times over the last 20 years, man. It's so good.
Dude, is it? I fucking love that show.
It's perfect.
I haven't seen the show in so long. Does it actually have any sort of overarching lore, or is it just the sort of one-off episodes kind of? His misadventures, kind of.
Mainly one-offs, but there is, like, reoccurring characters, and there is some that kind of have longer plot lines, like Dr. Zalost. But
Dr. Zalost is probably my favorite piece of television.
The
cannons that make people unhappy. I was scared of that shit for so many years as a kid. I watched that, and I was scarred for a while.
My league name is still Dr. Zalost.
Feeling to it, yeah.
What's that?
Rat.
What's that, like, 3D animated, like, wraith that appears on the plains that's just like, oh, you know what I'm talking about?
King Ramsay's curse, return the slab.
Oh, yeah, return the slab.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I think the show just is literally a perfect cartoon. Adults love it. It holds up well. It's unique. It's good for kids. It has positive messages, but it's still, like, fucking scary for kids. Like, there was an episode where, like, Courage is having nightmares, and one of them's, like, this claymation abortion thing, and it just says you're not perfect, and it's like, oh my god, I can't sleep now.
It's an awesome way to learn fear for children. Yeah. Great way to teach them.
When did that show run? What was the runtime of the original?
99 to 2003, I think.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So that was right on the cusp of the edge of, you know, the classic
prime
sort of
age
90s cartoons. Yeah. That's nice. So what would the third?
Yeah, what's number three?
Minecraft. Yeah. I'm not a Minecraft fan personally, but I definitely can recognize that objectively, that's the only game that has brought so many different age groups and interests together, and they all like the game, and you can pretty much do whatever you want in it. So I think as far as games go, Minecraft is about as complete as it gets, even though I'm
big
not.
Minecraft guy. Yeah. Big Minecraft guy. Yeah. I love the fact that I'm just the Minecrafter to people who have no idea who I am. And then I haven't uploaded a Minecraft video in like 2 years. It's fun to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds pretty fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. You sound like you're really jived about that.
Fuck yeah.
I was trending. I was trending on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw me trending with like 10,000 tweets yesterday for fucking reason, other than the fact that Dream was getting canceled and his fans were like, oh, well, he's at least he's not as bad as Schlatt. We should kick him off the Dream SMP.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it?
It all comes full circle, man. And I haven't played on the Dream SMP in like months. I played once when Quackity asked me to for his fucking lore stream like 3 months ago. And before that, like it's been so long since I've logged into the fucking server. But no, I'm a scourge.
Yeah,
that
I mean you love Minecraft so much and you're such a bad guy. I just don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you've ruined it.
Schlatt, you kind
of I'm thinking of doing? I'm thinking of coming back.
Oh, Twitter. Shit.
Hear me now. I'm going to do...
The anger I felt behind that way you looked at the camera for just a millisecond was...
You gave it a
I'm going to come back. I'm coming back, baby. And I'm going to make my own lore. When I make my own lore on the Dream SMP, there will be half of the people who enjoy the Dream SMP will be like, no, well, this isn't canon. This isn't canon, but it will be. It will absolutely be canon when I do my lore.
I'm sure that there's
Charlie, I'm going to get you in on it, Slime.
Dude, you know I will.
We're
going to
do some fucking lore. All right? And it will be canon.
Connor, remember when Connor did that party on the Dream SMP? And I went out of my way to canonically say that I did overdose from cocaine for my canonical death.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you, Schlatt, that when someone was on the other side of that screen when you looked at the camera the first time, there's just someone in America, multiple people at least, that just went, no!
A lot of thousands of young teenage girls' hearts dropped as I said that and gave them that look.
As if
it's going to be so funny.
The heart emojis began to materialize around your head as you said
I'm going to send so many young girls to the salt mines this summer.
You're going to single-handedly fuel their summer, bro. You're going to give them an entire objective, like you're the raid boss of their Twitter professional.
You need something to hate, man. You need something to hate. If you don't hate,
then how can you love? Yeah.
How can you love? How can you love? Exactly. How can you love Gogi if you don't hate Schlatt?
All right. You done?
What a mess.
I'm done.
I think a WWE promotion.
Yeah. It does kind of feel like, you know, it's funny you give it 100 because to me, Minecraft almost inhibits this space with me where it feels less like a game that I can address as such and more like just a relic that perpetually exists. Like, you know, like, and it's like Minecraft is Minecraft and it always will be versus like other games that I recognize as like games I interact with as like, you know, dynamic things that I feel like I can critique. Minecraft's just always going to be Minecraft. It's a very strange like space that it kind of fills in my mind.
Minecraft is really strange to me because, you know, given our jobs as content creators in somewhat in the gaming sphere,
influencers.
All of us have a foot in that in some of it. It's almost like just another space that is perpetually always able to create content. Like, I'm sure that there's thousands of videos because you know how like real life, like you can make content out of pretty much anything in the world. But then Minecraft exists as its own world that almost exists in the same way as just the outside world, where it has this potentially infinite amount of things that you can do with it to create content.
I think that's what makes it 100, though, right? Because it goes above a game. Like, the way you guys are talking about it, it's already sounding like more than just a game,
it's
right?
It's like an experience.
Yeah, it's like a completely full package of, like, a second life you can live. And some people do.
It's like a space. It's less of a game and more just like a space.
It's like a play space, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. I feel like, for me, personally, I often get a lot of ideas for jokes or bits that are just too out there to physically ever work, and so I end up, like, doing them in Minecraft or like bringing in mods to pull a gun on someone, you know what I mean? Or just like something, something like
Charlie
that.
Charlie can't pull a gun on someone in real life, but he really
I can't.
Wants to
it
do
doesn't
it.
Work, so but I hop on in the craft and I craft myself a a jail sentence.
Minecraft is the equivalent of Charlie of saying a threat to someone on Twitter, but then saying in a video game afterwards. But you don't even really play Minecraft that much though. But you just sort of recognize just its value.
Yeah.
You recognized how valuable the manhunts are.
What do you think of that? What do you think of the manhunts?
I
don't watch the manhunts?
I don't. I watch some Minecraft content, just not very often. Like, there's some cool ones I watch, and I like some of the Minecrafters that get stand over. Like, they're good people, right? It's just I'm just not a big fan of the game itself, but I am a fan of some of the people.
There are so many people hunting him this time, though. I mean, like, this time...
There's so many hunters.
So many hunters, man. I gotta know what happens.
They're hunting, except this time more. I think that... still going off of the Minecraft garbage. We move past this in a second.
I've got a fun segue here.
I'm so sorry to cut you off,
but I just realized it was the perfect time. It was the perfect time. Okay. No, this is just a really quick, just a non sequitur. Completely, I wrote in the topics chat. We were talking about it. We started talking about, you know, Minecraft versus hunters. I've got right here a question for you. I was sort of pulling up earlier. I was looking for sort of questions to ask on the podcast. And so I go on Google and I type in kind of like questions to ask. And I end up on these questions that are for an interview, right? Like some sort of interview questions. And I scroll down a little and there's a little bit, some weirder ones. And since we're finally talking about kind of hunters in Minecraft, are you more of like a hunter or a gatherer?
Oh, yes. I consider myself more of a hunter, you know, the stereotypical quintessential alpha male. You know, I'm providing for the ladies. I'm going in there. There's, you know, tits all over me in the teepee, and I've got meat, right? That's me.
Yeah, you're following the buffalo for months at a time.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the
trail. That's a lot of time to go without the titties, though.
It's not just for that. It's a noble hunting and gathering, of course. You know, I'm providing for the whole village.
What if you take a girl boss with you on the hunt? If you take a girl boss with you, then you can have titties and bison at the same time.
That's ridiculous. This is for the hunters, the big men. We take the buffalo.
Okay.
You see a bushel on the way. Like, you got a big bison in front of you, but you got like a nice like bushel to your right. Like, would you, a bushel is not
with berries. There's berries.
I mean, like, well, like, would you pick a couple?
No.
Or are you, you know?
No. I'd be looked
you
at
wouldn't
as
even dare.
Yeah, I'd be effeminate if I didn't. Imagine me taking back to my tribe. They're like, well, where's the meat? All we have is this.
What is the girl boss going to think, man? God.
Nice fucking berries, Charlie.
God, what is this? Minecraft versus five gatherers? Like, come on. It just doesn't.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my segue.
I got a question. Would you rather have no physical pain or no mental pain?
Ooh. I'd absolutely choose physical. I think you can do so much more with no physical pain. 100%.
I think this depends on whether or not you can still die.
Oh, true. No
can I...
Physical pain definitely serves a very important purpose in letting you know that might be happening.
If I get shot 50 times, you know, sure, I don't feel it, but I might die from that.
And then no mental pain is like, okay, so you're like a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because you can't feel yourself, if you try to like skip yourself like a rock, doesn't mean you should. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a very important stipulation, is if you can still die. It'd be pretty worthless to not feel pain if you still suffer the consequences.
There's hot coals, and if a snake bites you, you can just bite it back, right? But other than that.
But if we were to say that the no pain equals no die, then I feel like at a certain point, you'd really be regretting not doing the mental thing, because then if you're just like millions of years later and you're just like so fucked in the head.
Yeah. Let's put a stipulation. You can only die of old age. Which is it going to be?
Okay.
I'm taking no physical pain.
Same.
Absolutely. There's a lot of shit I would do.
Does the dying of old age, does it apply to both, or is it just... is just the physical pain one?
So
So I'm asking, is the option here either feel just gray always or be immortal? Is that like, are these the choices you're presenting, or is it like both?
I don't know, man.
You seem like a really struggling right now. Are you okay?
I mean, I didn't think this through. You have another
like would you rather that's much better than this. Hey, really decided
would you, I got one. Would you rather have unlimited bacon? What's so funny?
No, I'm fine.
Charlie, would you rather have why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Would you rather have unlimited...
Charlie, stop.
You're ruining his...
You gotta stop laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm just trying to listen. I'm a very active listener.
I'm gonna make you go to the corner. What?
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games? Why are you laughing?
No, my mic's popping.
You're picking something up.
Charlie,
unlimited bacon, but no more video games.
I'm sweating. Or
would you rather have games, unlimited games, but no games.
So wait, the choices are unlimited bacon.
Charlie, come. Slimesicle, get back here. Sit back down in the fucking chair. Sit back down in the fucking chair.
Charlie, you need to hear this.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more video games? Or unlimited games? You get unlimited games. And no games.
Yeah, this is a tricky one, right? This is a conundrum. On one hand, it's, you know, this is unlimited bacon and no games, but then there's also games and no games.
Unlimited games. Games, unlimited games.
A state of flux, if you will.
Yeah, it's a constant dichotomous situation here.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's it going to be?
Well, is it unlimited good bacon? Like quality bacon? Or are we talking like microwave?
I'm assuming you get to choose. You can have whatever kind of bacon you want.
Applewood
bacon. You can get Canadian bacon if you want, which is really just ham. And I learned that from iCarly.
So, and if I choose the blue pill, which is unlimited games and no games, what does that really entail? What do I get?
Somebody's gonna make a
meme. You get unlimited games,
but there's also no games. So what is... It's like a double negative, right? Like, what am I getting?
You get unlimited games, though. That's what you're getting.
No, but
you can't tell me you're not getting unlimited games. That's the fucking first part of the deal.
Well, then what's the
stipulation? The stipulation to unlimited games is that there are no games.
So I can have unlimited games of something that doesn't exist. No.
Charlie, shut the fuck up.
What's it going to be?
This is fucking tough. I think in the first situation, at least there's like a net gain. In the second one, I'm just getting...
But there's no games.
Yeah, but there's no games in the second one either. We're in fucking post-apocalypse.
But you have unlimited games.
Of nothing.
But you have unlimited games.
You're right. I didn't even think about it correctly. Just give me unlimited games and no games or whatever. It's fine. Fuck it. I'll take it.
Really, you picked the right option. I'm very happy with your choice here.
There's a lot of thinking that had to go into that conclusion, though. Yeah, that is a thinker right there.
It's a thinker. It's a brain. That's a brain pop question. I need Tim and Moby to help me out.
Yeah,
Moby huge.
Maybe that's where it comes from.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
You ever watch those brain pop videos?
No, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about,
dude. I love brain. They're like the no. You got it. It's the
oh my god,
human guy. And the orange robot, and they tell you about like crops and stuff.
Yeah,
the teacher
turns the lights off in the classroom. The smart board projector whirs, and then we're gonna watch a brain pop about this. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And the robot, you know, occasionally cut the facts with a little bit of funnies, and he's like beeping. Yeah. He's like lighting up green.
Yeah, huge cock on that fucker. Huge cock, veins, 3 feet.
Oh yeah,
girth. Yeah.
Speaking of veins and cock,
what?
Charlie Moist, critical. Which Dark Souls boss would you say has largest cock?
Ooh, of the whole series? Are we including Bloodborne and Demon Souls and Sekiro?
Get them all in there.
I'd probably just include Demon Souls, because that feels more thematically similar.
Unless you have a really, really strong opinion. Like in Bloodborne or like in... Like, if you really want to say, yes, the Cleric Beast has a fat hog,
you seem like sort of a Demon Souls kind of... A Demon's Games man.
Oh, this is my favorite series. So I just did a Soulsborne marathon over the last, like, couple months, just going 100% bosses. I love those games.
Yeah.
I'd say... Probably the Orphan of Kos, if we're including Bloodborne.
Are you... That's the fucking, like, light bulb alien, right? That's that one?
No, you're thinking of the emissary. That's like the alien guy.
Now,
I am. Yeah. Oh wow, this is tremendously awful.
Do you think that he's carrying his cock with him?
That's the impression I got, right? Because his weapon is like very phallic. It's very like testicle-y.
Yeah.
And then he transforms. He gets like megazorded.
Yeah, he ordered that shit off Mastercock.
That's a Mastercock exclusive, yeah. Right?
That
there.
That is a Mastercock. Yeah,
they made
right
that.
There.
They made that for him.
So yep, I will say that I am a big fan of the Dark Souls, Demon Souls series, but a lot of them I'd never really had. I only had a PlayStation 2, and then I never had another PlayStation until later. So I've started playing stuff like I played the Demon Souls remastered. I played through that all the way. I've started Bloodborne recently, and then I also got all of the Dark Souls games onto my PS5, and I've been trying to go through them all. But I is this Orphan of Kos? Is this later on in Bloodborne? Because I'm very, very early in it.
He is the last boss of the DLC. So I tried to keep track of like all the deaths, and I'm fucking nasty at those games. I'm a filthy greaseball there. I'm pretty good. Orphan of Kos took me 27 tries. Second place for second hardest boss across all the games was I think 18 tries, and that was Dark Souls 3.
So he's the hardest boss that you've ever had to fight.
Yeah,
What made him so hard?
That fucking...
His cock.
Yeah, his big fat cock.
Unironically, that dick-slinging weapon is nuts. That hitbox is crazy. And he, like, drags it on the ground, too, so you never really know where the hitbox is.
He's going to go. Mm.
Yeah.
Classic
I was having a lot of trouble recently because I was playing through Dark Souls 3 again. I was having a lot of trouble with the twins... The twin princes. Prince Lothric and his big brother.
Well, what are their cocks like?
Probably fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was having a lot of trouble because he's got this giant sword thing or the magic thing where it's just this huge fucking line of light. And couldn't figure... I was trying... Because he does this thing where he teleports to different parts. And then you got to figure out where he is. So he's like, he teleports and you're like, where the fuck is he? And then he's shooting something crazy at you.
Yeah, shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like a kind of gimmick starts. One, though, I remember. Because you kill one of them and then the other one just like falls over, right? And lets you just kill him.
It took me like 15 tries, though, until I figured out like that one dodge thing. But that's why I love those games. Because once you win, it's like this
It feels rush. Good.
It's like this dopamine hit that's like, might as well be dopamine. Doing opiates right now.
It's fantastic. If you haven't played through all of them, man, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, no.
Might
I
as
haven't.
Well be sitting on a Moby Huge right about now.
Might as well.
I've got
those apes.
I still haven't played Dark Souls 1. Got to go through that. I think I when I was younger, I tried to play Dark Souls 2, but I was too young for it. I hadn't grown into it yet, so I like played it for a little bit, and then I was like, I don't know what this is and don't understand it, so I'm gonna stop for 10 years.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, that's
what's your favorite?
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite? Game or cock, go for it. I mean
me?
I mean, this is to the moist man, but also
in
to
my
you, just favorite one of them, of the Soulsborn.
In my experience, I would probably say that the great wood tree probably has a really, really long and slender cock. True. That it just, it's like, it'll just come out and just shoot out and extend into the sky or something.
Like Vanny Vine. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
No. Well, it's a tree. Have you played that Dark Souls 3?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You walk in that big fog wall, and then there's like a bunch of little guys.
It's a tree that has
like
a fucking
shit around.
Demon thing inside of it. It's like living
in
it.
And you fall through the floor. Yeah.
Pumps you full of xylem and phloem. Chlorophyll.
I haven't heard the word phloem in a long, long time.
I don't think I've ever heard
that. That is a first for me as well. It's been a while.
Like, phloem, the word phloem actually, like, I heard like a lock break open and like a fucking core memory unlocked when you
welcome
said
welcome back to seventh grade biology
I just,
class,
like,
man.
My eyes just glazed over and I had 60 phloem ads play in front of me.
Phloem is like the little almost sand-like particles.
Like the little beads, right?
They
were like
travel,
little sticky
they
beads.
They travel through the vesicles of the tree. Wait. Yeah, phloem.
We're talking about talking about different things. We're definitely talking about different things. I'm talking about the product for children.
Same.
Phloem, not like the
what?
The tree.
You're not talking about the tree.
There's
the parts
no
of the tree.
They don't put phloem comes from trees. Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Google phloem.
How about you Google phloam?
That's what I
phloem function. The vascular tissue in plants that conduct sugars and other metabolic products downward from
totally
the leaves. What the fuck? You thought I was talking about the fucking children's toy phloem?
Yeah. Children's toy phloem. Nickelodeon phloem, originally called bubble gack, a compound composed of microbeads
Can I just ask something? Why would Charlie get so nostalgic, Schlatt, over a vascular tissue in plants that conduct sugars?
I remember when I was in the tree among the sap. Like, what the fuck did you think I was talking about?
I thought I had just found someone who was equally as interested in trees as I was.
Chlorophyll and the cell wall.
Come on, man. You're making fun of me now. You're making fun of my passion.
Oh, God. My chloroplasts lit up when you mentioned that.
It's not my fault. I like wood, okay?
Boom.
Bringing it all the way back around, baby.
Bringing it all the way back around. But I suppose we're starting to reach towards the end of our time here. But
no.
Charlie of the moist variety, where can people find you online?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you having me on. This was a lot of fun. I do a bunch of different shit under stupid names. YouTube, it's PenguinZ0. Twitch, it's Moist Critical with a 1 and misspelled and alternating caps. It's real dumb shit. You could probably just find it by typing in moist, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that's really about it.
He owns the word moist, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
Are there any particular soggy or wet projects you're working on right now that you want to plug? Anything in particular you want to shout out, maybe, that you're passionate about?
I'm doing an Osu tournament tomorrow for our music, The Gentleman, like 2019 guy and shit. That's about it.
Well, it will have already happened.
and guys, it was really, really cool.
It was fun.
It was
they
fun.
Hit every beat.
I can attest to
every
it.
Beat.
Yeah, that's about it. I really appreciate it, boys.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
thank
you
so
for
much.
Sogging up the Sammy.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.
You onion
critical,
piece of shit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck onions.
He's the onion. He's the onion of the sandwich. Catch you next time. Don't know how to add a podcast.
Bye, everyone. Yeah.